Now, have you made a New Year's resolution? And more importantly, are you likely to stick to it? Or will you be back to your old ways before the end of the month? Why is it, do you think, so hard to change our bad habits? In a moment, we're going to be speaking to a lifestyle coach. But first, we sent our reporter, Richard Morgan, heaven help him, to the gym.
New year, new me. We've all said it before, but why do we find it so hard to stick to our resolutions? I've come to Chris Davidson's Belmont Road Gym for a workout and some advice.
Hey, you Chris.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You all right?
How are you?
Okay.
The way we're going to train today, the first kind of 5 minutes is just me finding out where you are in terms of flexibility and strength levels and fitness levels. I'm not going to kill you just for a laugh. We'll see how we get on. So we're going to start off in squats here. So this is called a trap bar for squats. So drive through your feet, straighten your legs. Actually, good. Drive the legs up straight, and then just one more, and then we're going to set the bar down nice and slow. Lovely. That's it. Just bend down slowly. Set that down. Good for you.
It's January. People say, you know, I'm going to get fit, improve my diet. Why do we find it so difficult to maintain it? What do you find is the biggest problem?
It's probably just trying to change too much too soon. It's changing your diet, trying to do something that's far too strict, and trying to exercise a lot more than you currently are. A lot of people try and go from 0 to 60 in a couple of weeks. So it's trying to be a bit more realistic and trying to change your habits gradually, because then the habits will stick, as opposed to, like I said, just trying to change your diet and your training regime. This is called a battle rope. It makes it sound very grand. It's literally just a big heavy rope that you're going to batter up and down off this floor. Now, it makes a fair racket. Good. So we're halfway through the conditioning side of things. So we've done two circuits. We'll do two circuits more. How are you feeling at the minute?
Out of breath, heart racing, sweating a bit. It's all very... a shock to the system.
Well, that's the thing. It can be a bit of a shock to the system and to your body. So it's kind of just being prepared for things to be hard the first few times, feeling a wee bit useless. Everyone has to start somewhere, and there may well be people around you who are doing a lot better than you. So it's just giving yourself a pat on the back for starting and doing something, never mind slacking yourself off for not being an Adonis just yet. No offense.
Okay, so we've just finished that second circuit. Mm-hmm. I'm suitably red-faced and a bit puffed, but what is it we're going to do next? We've got a mat out here.
We're going to do just some core work here, and it's not because we want... Well, obviously, maybe you do want to have a six-pack someday.
Well, I wouldn't say no. Okay,
so you do get to lie down if it's any consolation.
Maybe fall asleep.
Now, we'll see how you get on with the plank. We'll aim for 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
If you're making 20 seconds look easy, we'll go for 30. Well done. Good stuff. I'll leave you alone now.
So, how would you rate how I've performed?
I think you've done very well. For someone who you were saying beforehand you haven't trained in a few months, I'd give you a gold star, 8 out of 10.
Well, you can't beat that. And what should I do now for the rest of the night?
For the rest of the night, just relax, get a bit of water into you, maybe a bit of protein, even a few oven chips. It's still the festive season.
And how am I going to feel tomorrow?
So some people will train for the first time in the evening, wake up the next morning and think, happy days. I breeze through that. I'm not sore at all. And then suddenly it's around dinner time of that day, they start stiffening up a wee bit. These are muscles that have been dormant for a while. This soreness is kind of me doing the time. It's just going to get easier, but you need to stick at it.
Oh, it's the sticking at it. Richard Morgan, well done. He's made that start.
He's off for a month.
I'm crippled, I would say, by today.